OK，
好，现在呢，我们看一下本文的 key structures 关键句型。
在本文中间，我们将学会新的时态，叫过去完成时。OK， 那么大家可以回忆一下，以前我们学过了现在完成时，它的构成形式是 have done 或者是 has done， 也就是由 have 或者 has 加过去分词构成现在完成时。它强调的是到现在为止动作已经发生完了，或者表示过去某处动作对现在一直存在影响，用现在完成时。那我们就可以想象一下什么叫做过去完成时。 OK， 过去完成时，好，它表示的是到过去某时为止已经发生完的动作和状况，也就是过去的过去用过去完成时。 OK， 它的构成形式呢，把 have 或者 has 变成过去式的 had。 OK， 过去完成时构成是 had 在过去分词，表达过去某时之前已经发生完的动作和状况是过去完成时。 OK， 注意在很多情况下是没有明显时间状语的，时间呢我们由上下文体现出来，这个时候过去完成时表达动作在另一个过去的动作之前发生，也就是过去的过去，我们用过去完成时来表达。好，举些例子。 They fulfilled the plan earlier than they had expected。 我们看一下文中有两个动作，一个是 fulfill 叫完成的意思，另一个是 expect 叫期待的意思。我们想一下，是先期待还是先完成的，还是先完成再期待？应该是先期待先预料然后再完成。 OK， 句号翻译成他们比所预料的要早一些完成计划。 OK， 那么首先预料在前用过去完成时，完成在后用一般过去时。 OK， 这个句子是 They fulfilled the plan earlier than they had expected. They fulfilled the plan earlier than they had expected. OK， 再比如说 With their help, I realized that I had been wrong. 在他们帮助之下，我意识到我错了哈。我意识到我错了，意识到以及我错了，大家想一下哪个在前哪个在后，应该是我先犯错然后再意识到。好，已经意识到过去式，那么在他之前错了应该是过去完成式。这句话是 With your help I realized that I had been wrong。 OK， 过去的过去用过去完成时。那么第二种情况是在包含有 when、 as soon as、 after、 until、before 等连词的复合句中间，如果主句的谓语以及从句的谓语表示的过去动作是在不同时间发生的，那么先发生动作通常用过去完成时，后发生的用一般过去时。 OK， 还是符合过去的过去用过去完成时。好，我们来看一些例子。当我醒来的时候雨已经停了。 When I woke up it had already stopped raining。那么我醒来和雨停应该说是我醒来的时候雨已经停了，雨停在前我醒来在后哈，雨停用过去完成时。 When I woke up it had already stopped raining。 好，再比如说在我来这之前我没有吃任何东西，我们想一下我没有吃任何东西，我来这，那么应该说我来这之前我没吃东西，应该是没吃东西在前然后我来这在后。 OK， 注意没吃东西用过去完成时。 I hadn't had any food before I came hereI hadn't had， 注意过去完成时。再比如说 She didn't go to bed until she had finished her work。 直到她完成工作之后她才去睡觉。那这里面 not until 翻译成直到什么时间才怎么样。 OK， 那这里面我们看一下她完成工作在前去睡觉在后，那好，完成工作用过去完成时。 She didn't go to bed until she had finished her work。 Next one isAs soon as the sun has set, we return to our hotel. 太阳一落山我们就回到了旅馆。 OK， 那这里面太阳落山在前我们回旅馆在后。好，太阳落山过去完成时。 As soon as the sun has set, we return to our hotel. 我们再看最后一个例句是 The children ran away after they had broken the window. 我们看一下孩子为什么跑，因为他们打破玻璃之后孩子跑了。 OK，打破玻璃之后孩子跑了，打破玻璃在前跑在后。好，跑用的是 run 过去式了，那么打破玻璃用过去完成时 had broken。 OK， 这句话是 The children ran away after they had broken the window。 OK， 那么通过以上例句我们可以感受出来，如果已经用过去式表达过去动作，在它之前的动作应该是过去完成时来表达过去的过去，过去完成时。 OK， 好，我们回顾一下这些例句。They fulfilled the plan earlier than they had expected. With their help, I realized that I had been wrong. When I woke up, it had already stopped raining. I hadn't had any food before I came here. She didn't go to bed until she had finished her work. As soon as the sun has set, we return to our hotel. The children ran away after they had broken the window.
好，那么今天学了一个过去完成时表达过去之前的动作，那么接下来我们做一些小的练习，只有一些句子，那么都是简单句，用括号给出的连词连接句子，注意一下哪个在前哪个在后，用过去式以及过去完成时来搭配句子。 Number one is 用 at 来连句。 She wrote the letter, she went to the post office. 她写信，她去邮局。我们写一下，
写信在前呢还是去邮局在前呢？
应该是写信在前然后去邮局。那么这句话中间写信用过去完成时。 OK, After she had written the letter, she went to the post office. 用 after 把两个简单句连到一块来。 After she had written the letter, she went to the post office. OK, 那么 two is 还是用 after 来连句。 He had dinner, 他吃饭。 He went to the cinema, 他吃饭，他去看电影。我们应该说他吃完饭之后他去看电影。好，吃饭在前，那吃饭用过去完成时，同样的用 after 来连句。 After he had had dinner, he went to the cinema. After he had had dinner, he went to the cinema. Number three is 问，用问来连句。 I fastened my seatbelt, the plane took off. 好，注意两个短语了。那么这个 seatbelt 叫做安全带的意思，座位上的带子通常指安全带。这个词 fasten, 注意 F-A-S-T 加 E-N 之后 fasten 做动词要系紧的意思。I fastened my seatbelt, the plane took off. 飞机起飞了，我们讲一下，是先起飞再系安全带，还是先系安全带再起飞呢？应该是我先系紧安全带然后再起飞。好，这里面用问来连接。 When I had fastened my seatbelt, the plane took off. When I had fastened my seatbelt, the plane took off. OK,注意这短语 fasten one seat belt, 字面是系紧安全带的意思。那么在口语中间 fasten one seat belt 还可以表示请你做好提前准备，我将告诉你非常好或非常不好的消息。 For example, fasten your seat belt, I have something terrible to tell you. Fasten your seat belt, I have something terrible to tell you. 我有些不好的事情要告诉你。 OK, 那么 fasten one seat belt 表示请你做好提前准备的意思。 Number four isWe didn't disturb him, 我们不打扰他 until he finished work, 直到他完成工作。 OK, 那这块翻译成直到他完成工作之前我们不会打扰他的。那么注意完成工作在前，打扰在后，应该是 We didn't disturb him until he had finished work. We didn't disturb him until he had finished work. OK, 注意一下，当给你两个简单句子的时候要求连句，那么首先判断一件事情是两个动作哪个在前哪个在后，后发生了用一般过去时，那么前发生了应该用过去完成时。 OK, 我们再看另外两个小的练习，用正确的时态填空。 Number one is The moment he has said this, he regret it. OK, 他一说完这句话他立刻就后悔。 OK, 这个结构 The moment 相当于 as soon as, 表示一怎么样就。 OK, 他一说完这句话他就后悔了 regret,注意变成了过去式，那么应该是 regretted, 注意双写 t 加 ed。 那么这里面他说在前后悔在后，说用的是过去完成时，后悔是一般过去式，注意要双写 t 加 ed。 The whole sentence is The moment he has said this, he regretted it. Number two is It began to rain before she took a taxi. 在他打车之前下雨了。好，那么打车之前下雨了，下雨在前，打车在后。好，下雨我们用过去完成时了。It had begun to rain before she took a taxi. 我们注意一下 begin 原型是 B-E-G-I-N, begin, 过去式是 began, B-E-G-A-N, 过去分词是 began, B-E-G-U-N. OK, the whole sentence is It had begun to rain before she took a taxi. OK, 好，以上是关于过去完成时的讲解以及练习。一定注意过去之前的动作用过去完成时，它的构成是 had 加过去分词。 OK, that's all for the key structures.